Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert
SightViews,
der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Die Interviews zur SightCity 2026. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Ein Highlight auf der SightCity, das danach noch heiß diskutiert wurde, war das Produkt des Unternehmens Dotlumen. Das Unternehmen kommt aus Rumänien, existiert seit 2020 und hat das Ziel, dass blinde Menschen sich selbstständig in der Welt bewegen können, ohne Begleitung, ohne Führhund. Der Gedanke dahinter? Ein Blindenführhund zieht seinen Besitzer sanft in die richtige Richtung, weicht Hindernissen aus und hält ihn auf dem Gehweg. Genau das soll das Gerät von Dotlumen auch tun, nur eben als Technik, die man auf dem Kopf trägt. Das Gerät heißt intern Glasses, also Brille. Es sieht aber nicht wie eine klassische Brille aus und wird auch nicht so getragen. Es handelt sich um ein Kopfbandsystem, das auf der Stirn sitzt und dort 6 Kameras trägt. Diese nehmen die Umgebung dreidimensional wahr. Wo ist der Boden, wo sind Hindernisse, wo ist der Gehweg, wo die Straße, wo eine Bordsteinkante? All das berechnet das Gerät direkt on board, ohne Internetverbindung, ähnlich wie ein autonom fahrendes Auto. Die Rückmeldung an den Nutzer erfolgt über Vibration an der Stirn. Links vibriert, wenn man sich nach links orientieren soll, rechts entsprechend. Spürt man die Vibration mittig, bedeutet das, geradeaus ist der Weg frei, einfach weitergehen. Bei Gefahrensituationen, etwa an Straßen oder Bordsteinkanten, wechselt das Gerät in ein anderes Vibrationsmuster, das sofortige Aufmerksamkeit signalisiert. Zusätzlich gibt es Audiohinweise, zum Beispiel wenn ein Zebrastreifen in der Nähe ist. Wer ein Ziel ansteuern möchte, kann es in Google Maps eingeben und den Link an das Gerät weitergeben. Es navigiert dann eigenständig dorthin. Derzeit ist das Gerät in Rumänien auf dem Markt, wo es laut Hersteller über ein staatliches Programm für Berechtigte abgegeben wird. Der Listenpreis liegt laut Eigenangabe des Unternehmens bei 10.000 Euro. Die Expansion nach Deutschland und andere europäische Länder ist für 2026 geplant. Und wie sich das in der Praxis anhört, das hört er gleich selbst. Im Interview hat der Gründer und Chef Cornel Amarei Dotlumen direkt am Stand erklärt und ich habe es kurz ausprobiert. Ihr werdet einen Teil des Einführungstutorials hören, in dem das Vibrationssystem Schritt für Schritt erklärt wird und anschließend einen kleinen Rundgang durch den Messestand. Teilweise habe ich das alles natürlich runtergekürzt und man muss es sich wohl schon selbst anschauen. Insgesamt fand ich das Gerät relativ schwer. Das Gewicht soll wohl bei rund 900 Gramm liegen, wenn ich mich richtig erinnere. Die Reaktionsgeschwindigkeit für Veränderungen in der Umgebung war allerdings phänomenal und ziemlich beeindruckend.
So, my name is Cornel. I'm the CEO and founder of Dotlumen, where we build glasses for the blind. To give a bit of story, I was born in a family where everybody but me has a disability. So I'm the only person without a disability in my family. And that's why 5 years ago I started this company in order to help people. Now let's talk about Dotlumen. So basically we started from a very simple problem. The guide dog is a great solution, but very few people can have a guide dog. It's extremely expensive. It's extremely hard to take care of one. So what we did? We took self-driving technology and we built a self-driving car, but not one which drives on the road, but one which works on the pedestrian world. Its purpose to replicate what a guide dog is doing. If a guide dog works by pulling your hand, avoiding you from obstacles, keeping you on the sidewalk, and taking care of you, that's what a guide dog does. We do the same, but we don't pull your hand. We actually say that we pull your head. So we have haptics on the forehead, and you feel how they pull you, how they avoid you from obstacles, how they keep you on the sidewalk, how they take you to your destination. We built a self-driving car which sits on your head. We have over 1,000 blind individuals which have been testing our devices for the last few years in over 40 countries. Now, we just released commercially in Romania, where we're based. We have over 1,000 pre-orders actually in Romania, which we're shipping soon. And it's our first time here at SightCity in Frankfurt. And let me show you what we built.
Okay.
So, I'll...
See if this is on. Okay.
And watch sensors are integrated. Does it work with cameras or with ultrasonic? Or?
Perfect. I will tell you. We have 6 cameras in the device. So basically, we do everything that a self-driving car does. We have 6 cameras which understand everything from the world. All the data stays on the device. It doesn't need internet. So there's not no privacy concern. The device understands everything about the world, where the ground is, what obstacles there are, what's a sidewalk, what's a road, what's a crossing. It understands all of that. And then it calculates where it can take you safely. So, for example, it can guide you like just like a guide dog in general to a direction which you decide. Or you can actually ask it to take you to a particular destination. For example, you take your phone, you find on Google Maps a destination, you press share, you share it to the glasses, and the glasses will take you to that destination. Now, this is developed by a team of 60 engineers and scientists. So there are 60 people already at that Lumen in Romania.
And so, it works with vibration or with...
Yes, with vibrations and audio, but vibrations are the main, haptics, vibration. That's the main thing. So let's do the following. I'll pull you around to the back of our booth so you have a bit of space.
Yes.
Because right here is very, very quiet. I'll just come right next to you, just yeah, 1 second, because I have a...
Okay. Okay, dann muss ich wohl den Kopfhörer jetzt abziehen.
Good.
Correct.
Now, you put it on your head. So I'll put the device on your head. And then the device will teach you how to use it. Now, sorry if I make it too tight. I'm...
Okay.
It's okay?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'll go to tutorials.
Tutorials. Tetanus tutorial. Haptic tutorial.
And we'll just start. The haptic device will teach you.
We use the vibrations on your forehead to guide you. Now, you will feel them for the first time. This is the one on the left.
Okay, jetzt hat's links vibriert.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one in the middle.
Okay.
Sometimes the vibration will move across your forehead. Did you feel it? Press middle to continue.
I will press for you.
Press
yes?
Left to repeat. In situations where you need to stop urgently, you will feel the following vibration.
Uh-huh.
When you feel this, you must stop immediately. There are 2 types of vibration. Normal vibration and alert vibration. Alert vibration starts automatically on roads, curbs and crossings.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel this vibration, slow down and be alert. Haptics tutorial finished.
Now we'll do something a bit more fun. It's called head turner. Just listen to the device.
In this exercise, you will learn to follow the vibration. Slowly turn until you feel the vibration in the middle. Do not walk around. Stand up. Press any button to continue.
I'll breathe for you.
Yeah.
The vibration will start. Turn until you feel it in the middle of your forehead.
Okay.
Find the middle. Once you find it, it will tell you.
Now it's in the middle. Yeah,
middle. Well done. Now let's do that again.
You'll do it a few times. That's how we train you. And then we'll have fun. I give it a second. It will detect. It's very sensitive. Maybe slightly left, slightly
well
right.
Well done.
Okay.
Now let's do
it's
that
a
again.
Very particular point.
Okay.
You can turn your whole body.
Ah, now it works, yes. Uh-huh.
The vibration will move several times, one after another. Turn and follow the vibration. Only rotate your head. Do not walk around. Well done. Excellent job. You have learned how to turn
towards
the vibration.
I will be your last tutorial.
Okay.
I will show you the guide me functionality. The guide me functionality guides you, avoids you from obstacles, takes care of you.
Okay.
Basically, what happens is the following. If you feel the vibration in the middle, it means you can walk forward. If it is not in the middle, let's say it's on the right, you stop, you turn to the right until it's in the middle, and then you follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Your goal is to always keep the vibration in the middle as you're walking. So what I would recommend you do is leave this thing a bit down because it looks very funny and the device might take it for an obstacle.
Okay.
Although it shouldn't. Let me just take you over here, maybe, because there's a very narrow here, so I want to make it easier for you.
Okay.
Good, perfect. Now, we'll go to the main menu.
Guide me.
Guide me?
Mm-hmm. Activated guide me. Once you feel the vibration, follow the vibration.
Okay.
You feel vibrations?
Yes.
Where are they?
Okay.
The same room.
You're in a tough corner here. So, you
no,
have...
No, it is in the middle. No.
No, you'll have to turn a bit until you find it enough.
Ah, now, yes. Okay.
Well, I'll try to keep the microphone as down as you can, because it might see it. Otherwise, as long as you follow it.
Crosswalk.
Mm-hmm. if there is a reason for that, ignore it. Just if you can follow the vibration, it's all good. It's an experimental code which we have now to test something. Just avoided some people which were on your right.
And the people are detected.
Everything is detected.
Everything. Okay.
Everything.
Yes.
Absolutely everything. It even detects curbs or stairways. It detects all of that.
Now it vibrates left.
Keep your microphone down a bit, maybe.
Okay.
So this is the core functionality. Now there's a lot of things which it also does, but we deactivate it. Let me just stop it for you so I can talk. So basically, it detects a ton of objects, doors, elevators, escalators, stairs, all of that. Now they're turned off because there's a lot of things here, so we want to make it as easy as possible for people who test. But the core thing is outdoor. Outdoor, it knows how to keep you on the sidewalk, it knows what the road is, it knows what the sidewalk is. You pass next to a crosswalk, you hear a crosswalk, which you just heard. That was an experimental thing, which I did that for a demo. And then you also hear the direction where it is, and then you can turn. And once you turn to the direction where you hear a particular object, the device understands you want to get to that object. So it will take you directly there. Otherwise, the main thing is you can put, you can take your phone, you can put the destination on Google Maps, you can press share, and you can share it to the glasses, and the glasses will take you there with the same vibrations which you felt, but with a bit more audio to describe certain things on the way. So that's the core functionality of it. You have to, it takes a few hours to learn it. So you did a minute of training, but with an hour of training, you can do some pretty amazing things. The device is faster than a human, so the bottleneck is usually the human. The device computes faster, and you can turn the intensity more, and you can do some pretty amazing things with it. So, for example, we had blind people who went shopping with them, like in a supermarket, and they asked what they want, like if you want milk, and it helped you find the milk. We had blind people who did hiking with them, like on a completely unknown route. And let's see what other great things we're going to build with them in the future. We have people who are doing jogging with them also. So, yeah, that's basically what we built.
And when will it be available? How
long? So right now we're in Romania commercially, and we are working towards getting it in Germany and other places around the world. So basically our goal is simple. We don't want the blind people necessarily to pay for them. We are working with reimbursement. We're working with subsidies to make them as cheap as possible or free. It's a medical device, so we're definitely looking for reimbursement. I started this company because I wanted to help people, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to make it as accessible as possible. So, yeah.
And the pricing depends on the country.
The pricing depends on the country. In Romania, for example, the pricing in Romania is 10,000 euros per device, but in Romania, blind people don't pay for it. There's a government program which offers them for free in a limited quantity, but a large quantity nevertheless.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
Perfect, thank you so much, Christian.
Yeah, great.
Der Podcast rund Technik und Hilfsmittel von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Sideviews. Ein Angebot des BBSB.